Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you because I'm continuing to broadcast from the Administow Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas. Hard by to Houston. Having a great time here and sitting in front of my good friend Joe Cleary. Joe has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, half a dozen years at least. He's executive vice president of Harvey Builders, and they're in the commercial construction business all over the country. Joe, when we were talking in the previous segment, you were talking about how you're seeing people out there are not hiring because we talked about uncertainty. We talked about a lot of different reasons. But your own company, your own, and in your industry, there seems to be two things going on in the economy right now. There's cyclical unemployment, which is recession-based, and there's structural unemployment, which is being brought on by disruptors like technology. And so I'm curious about how, you know, you told me that your sales are off 30%, but your employment is only off 10%. And I know that's because you guys are good companies. You want to keep your brain trust. You don't want to get rid of your brain trust. So that's affected your profits. But when things come back, as the economy recovers, would it require as many of your people, when you're ready to hire as many people as you want, you know, you got lots of money to hire whoever you want. Will you employ as many people to build a building like the one we're in right now that you built a few years ago as you did, say, 5 years ago?
No. Technology has made us more efficient. And I couldn't give you the ratio of how many jobs technological advances in the last 5 years or 10 years I can't give you that replacement ratio, but it has definitely affected us.
That's structural unemployment in your industry,
exactly.
Not cyclical.
And we're the construction industry historically has been the laggard in research and development, and you know we're still hammering with hammer.
Yeah, you're a hammer and a saw guy. Yeah.
And it's interesting. Now, when I said our volume was off 30% and our employment was off 10%, the main reason for that is the type of projects that we're doing. Mm-hmm. The type of projects that we're doing today versus what we were doing 5 years ago or 3 years ago take more resources. Public work takes more resources, manpower,
right,
to manage.
Those government jobs you were talking about.
To manage the process.
And you got the Davis-Bacon thing to deal with, too.
We do, and that's a whole other
higher payroll.
It is, and you have people knocking your door down to get those wages.
Right.
So
right. But the reason I brought that up was because right now we've got 9.8% unemployment, and you know, the economists that I have on my show were talking about you know years and down the road before we even can begin to see that coming back. And part of it is when the economy comes back, the cyclical employment will recover, but we're still going to be left with structural. So, you know, it's possible, to me it's possible, that going forward, you know, the normal unemployment in America could be 7%. What do you think?
I think that's high expectation for it to ever get to 7%.
You think that's conservative?
I think it's very conservative.
Or not conservative. You think that's liberal?
That's an aggressive stance.
Yeah.
And I think 8%. I made that announcement in one of our board meetings about a year ago, and a lot of eyebrows came up.
Yeah.
I just think that you know we are not a competitive nation right now. And until we can compete with our international competition, we're not going to be able to reduce our labor rates down. Mm-hmm. There's job opportunities. There's job opportunities overseas. How many people can actually get out of their note that they have on their mortgage, out of their house, and move overseas for a company right now?
Right.
People are kind of shackled, and because of that, they're not going to be able to just get up and move like we did 30 years ago.
Right.
And
are you finding the people that you need to hire? You find the quality people that you need?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good news.
Yes. Yeah, we have no issues with quality in our industry with folks that are currently looking for work.
Right. Yeah.
5 years ago, we did.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Hey, Gerald, got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
for all that you do for so many people, keeping some good employees going. Thanks for doing a good job building great properties, and look forward to the rest of the week.
My pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah. Joe Thank Cleary, you. Ladies and gentlemen, with Harvey Builders right here in Woodlands, Texas. That's harveybuilders.com, Joe?
Yes, it is.
All right. I got to wrap it up for this hour. I'll be back. We got big doings coming up in the next hour. You're going to get excited. We got a guy coming in here from all the way from Scotland, going to talk to us about some stuff, and we'll do it then. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.